Good morning, everyone. It is the what? It is the 18th? Is it the 18th? Let's see what it is. It looks like it's the... I can't tell. Yeah, it's February the 18th. It is Tuesday morning in Los Angeles. Cloudy, overcast. And I thought that I'd do a quick webcast this morning before I got out of here and went to the college. Thank you. Hope that you guys had a great holiday weekend. I had a great time just talking with some of the young men and encouraging them to do better, to get more jobs, to get out there, to go to school, to make something out of their lives. Yeah, just excited about life, even myself here, capping 70 and going forward. Well, now, here we are. What can I talk about today? All the killing and the hatred and the bloodshed that's going on in the world can be solved in a very simple way. If a person comes in contact with their God on their level, know who they are, and know that God has placed them here to get along with other human beings, all of the killing will stop. All of the killing will stop. We are so crazy that we want to kill ourselves, kill our own people up. I don't think that, as a matter of fact, I'm teaching world religions at the college today before I take off. And when I think about what I'm getting into teaching the students and what I'm attempting to share with them, I don't think there's any help for anyone unless everyone personally takes a time out and comes in contact with the God that they know personally in their lives. And if this does not take place, basically, nothing is going to take place amongst us. We'll continue to kill each other, to do things like that. We all know what the Bible says about that. What I'm asking you to do is to read your Bible to yourself, if that'll help you, to bow your head, to meditate, take some time, think about the person you're riding next to on the train. Think about the person that you're working next to in the office. Give them consideration as being a human being. Give them a chance to do something progressive in their life, and God will bless you surely. Train a child in the way that's right and decent, and try to abide by the laws of the land. I know that that's very difficult to do because our laws have been twisted, tainted, torn apart. The America that we thought that we once knew really no longer exists. There's a liberal and there's a conservative America, and you have to find out which one you find your way in. But as you continue to attempt to make ends meet and to live your life from day to day, I would just ask in these 5 minutes or so that I'm spending with you today to have a little humanly concerned about your fellow man. Be concerned about someone else instead of just your own lives. Instead of you looking out for you, look out for other people that need a helping hand. We're living in that kind of day and age right now. And there's still a lot of selfishness in this world going on out there. When your job is going good, when the money's flowing in for you, remember your neighbor isn't necessarily feeling that. And show consideration to other people, to others. Remember this. Love is what you get more of, the more you give of it. Love makes the loneliness go away. Love is the one thing that's good for everybody. And if you just share that freely, and if you understand that love is the answer no matter what the question is, then things will be all right for you. And that's what I'm praying on you today. I'm praying that you let love guide the way. Thank you for your prayers. How's my back? I just try to ignore the pain. It's hurting right now. I ignore it. And the more I ignore it, the better I go on with my life. I admonish you to do that. What a wonderful lesson that I've learned about me and my God. God knows that he'll never put more on me than I'm able to bear. But with that, give me the strength to carry that. I like that. I carry that truism with me. It's not just a verse that I've learned one day, but it's a verse that I've incorporated into my life. See, that's what makes Christianity go. You have to incorporate the verses. You have to make it work in your life. You can't play with it. You can't play around with it. A lot of people read the Bible and they know the Bible and they try to take it from there, but they don't do anything with it. They don't try to move that principle in their lives. They kind of, well, it's good for the preacher. Let me call the preacher. The preacher's going to pray me through. He's going to do this for me. No, it's not the way it is. I have to get up this morning, and you know what I want to do? I want to do it again because my commute is quite a long one. I'm driving from the Crenshaw area all the way out to Harbor College. If you look at that on a Google map, that's quite a way. I pass a lot of people that I've never seen before, people that I have to see their faces, get along with them on the highway. Some are having terrible problems. Some are doing good. But you got to be careful because you're coming in contact with people that maybe didn't have a good night's sleep. So just remember that as you're commuting to work and as you're going back and forth to work, getting things done, that there's others that you have to consider and not just yourself. I mean, you know, the golden rule, they used to call it like that. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's a nice rule. Treat people the way you'd like to be treated. It's a simple dictum. And if everybody did that, it would be a far better world that we live in today. Apologetics just isn't arguing for what you know to be true. It is you caring about that true spirit. You know, into the word, you know, speaks to these absolutes. I always talk about that. What absolutes? The absolutes of loving absolutely, of being that kind of person, being truthful about how you feel, where you are, instead of becoming a burden for people, become a burden bearer. Lift that weight. Lift it. And see what happens when that takes place. Some things like that. So carry that thought with you today. Okay. Cast all of your care on him because he cares for you. If you have some real deep care, you know that God will take care of that. You bring it to him. Lay it before him. That's what I'm going to do in my private devotion time here in the office this morning before I get out of here. Lay all my care on him. There's other people up. You hear the voices in the background. Getting started on today. Well, I got to do some office work. God bless you. You know the drill. Whatever you do, stay in the Word. Have a great day.